I'm sat here with Matt, who is trustee for Isle of Wight Pride. Matt, how's it gone so far?
It's been amazing. I mean, right from the very start of the day when we were setting up, everyone was pulling together, all the volunteers are doing amazing jobs, acts were turning up, the whole site crew were doing an amazing job, and then carrying on the whole parade through rides and down Union Street was just such a fantastic sight. We had our 150-metre rainbow pride flag, which was just such a sight to see. And now it's all kicking off in here. The music's going, people are dancing, there's like rainbow flags galore, lots of glitter and lots of very happy people.
It feels a bit like Ibiza, doesn't it, at the minute?
At the moment, because there's outdoor bars and there's like restaurants and people are just in the restaurants dancing. It's just got such a Mediterranean feel to it. Obviously the sun's shining as well, so we couldn't ask for better, really.
Definitely. And how long have you been trustee for then? Were you trustee for the last one as well?
Yeah, so I was one of the original people that sat down and had the first meeting to discuss Pride and see if Pride would be possible on the island after the vigil for Orlando. So I've been involved right from the very start, and each year, this year's growing bigger because of UK Pride, and we're really proud of the achievement.
And how do you feel being trustee of such an awesome event, times two, this year and last year?
It's a lot of hard work, but it's so worth it on the day. It's worth it to see the LGBTQ plus community be embraced and show out there being themselves and feeling as though they can just express themselves in the way they are, but also the way that the community, island community, has embraced this and they're out to show their support in big rainbow waves.
You were at the front of the parade with the trustees. Now, what was that like marching? You know, Pride started as a parade, and this is a celebration of inclusion, but it's also a peaceful protest if you think about it, isn't it? No prejudice, no hatred.
It was really nice because last year I didn't get a chance to see the parade or march in it. So it's one thing the trustee said is that we really wanted to be in the parade and possibly lead it, which we did. But then the second thing we also wanted to do as a response to what happened in London with the TERFs and the anti-trans message is made sure that we had a pro-trans message at the front of our parade as well. So that's why we had a group or selection from the LGBT community all standing together with a L with the T banner just to show our support to our lovely trans community.
Your L with the T banner was a really strong message, which I think has gone down so positively. And what do you hope for the rest of Pride? We've got another couple of hours.
I hope everyone has a fantastic evening, they party more, they enjoy the day, they make donations and they say a big thank you and give a big hug to a volunteer. But most of all, just enjoy it and please come back and visit the island. If you're not staying for the weekend, come back and visit the island when it's not Pride and make the most of our beautiful, beautiful place where we live.
And finally, I'm sorry, I keep thinking of questions for you. What would you say, what message have you got to all the volunteers out there?
You've been amazing, you've done so much. Look at all the hard work you've put in and look at all of those smiles on those faces. You should be so proud of yourselves. You've done an amazing thing for your community and you are right at the front of it, and we wouldn't be here without our volunteers. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
No worries.
Love it, thank you.
All right.
Mwah.
A bit later.
Right, take care.
Enjoy.
You too. Okay, so the excitement levels are reaching fever pitch. We're waiting on Union Street and everyone is embracing the general rainbow vibe. I've met Marion. She's got her Pride dress on. Marion, how are you? Did you come to Pride last year?
Yes, I came last year. It was really good last year. Very inclusive, very fun day out.
And what are you expecting from Pride this year?
I'm expecting it to be bigger and better. I'm hoping it still has the same kind of friendly vibe. Not sure if it's possible with this many people, but I'm really looking forward to how the day pans out.
And are you from the island or have you travelled today or last night to get here for Pride?
We travelled over yesterday. We live on the mainland, but we live on the island at weekends, so here we are.
Best of both worlds.
Perfect, yes.
And may I ask, what does Pride mean to you?
I think it's all about acceptance and inclusiveness. I have friends who are from the LGBT community and I just come along to support them.
And have a wonderful day out.
Have a wonderful day as well.
Thank you, Marion.
Lovely, thank you.
So I've met a gaggle of beautiful rainbow-clad women. How are you all, ladies?
Good. Hey. Yes.
And are you looking forward to a fantastic Pride?
We are.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you looking forward to most from this Pride today?
Looking forward to the party on the beach.
Yeah. And did you guys come last year at all?
Yes.
So we've got the parade. We've got the parade happening. Do you know anybody in the parade or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So who do you know in the parade?
Jackie Swallows.
Yes.
Several other faces, but that's
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Pride.
Thank you.
Okay, what's your name and where did you come from?
My name is Tracy and I come from Leatherhead, going to stay for the Pride for the weekend.
Yeah.
Going to party on the beach later.
And you came to Pride last year.
Yes.
So what made you come back to the Isle of Wight Pride, UK Pride 2018 this year, and the Parade this year is planned to be even bigger and better. Are you kind of looking out for any groups to support or...?
Was last year, but not this year. Yeah, it's just come to enjoy the Parade, really. Yeah. So, yeah.
And what does Pride mean to you?
It's just, I don't know, you say.
Pride is where we can all be free and just be ourselves.
Yeah. Exactly, it's all about acceptance, inclusivity.
Yeah.
Lovely, and do you guys, you go to other Prides?
We go to Brighton Pride, Worthing.
I've been to London one a couple of times as well, so yeah.
And do you think Isle of Wight is up there?
We love the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Not just for Pride, we just love the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Have an awesome Pride.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Can we get 15? I get 5.
Pick you up for my 25
minutes. Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm from Sandown on the Isle of Wight.
And this is your second Pride. So you came last year.
Yes.
And what are you looking forward to most from today's Pride?
Just seeing everyone out enjoying themselves and celebrating what it's about.
And what do you love most about Isle of Wight Pride?
Just the coming together of everybody, the uniqueness of it.
And what does Pride mean to you?
Once again, it's just a celebration of everybody and everything.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tracy. So I've met some girls in the most fantastic outfits. Tell us what you're wearing.
Pride flags.
Yes.
Yep.
And what have you got on your bottom half?
I've got a rainbow skirt on from Boohoo.
Excellent. And you've got rainbow earrings.
Yep.
And you've got glittery cheeks.
Yeah.
So are you guys from the Isle of Wight?
Yes.
And you came last year.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to from UK Pride this year?
I'm looking forward to Conchita Wurst and Gok Kwan.
Yeah, Gok Kwan. The after party at the balcony as well, that should be good.
And then in regards to the parade, because you saw the parade last year and that was epic, this year is bigger and better. What do you guys think about the parade?
I think the energy is great, all the people,
yeah.
And the amount of people, you don't really expect it on the Isle of Wight, but the amount of people that come out to this is amazing.
What does Pride mean to you?
It means unity and what does it mean to you?
It's nice everyone's coming together and that there's an amazing energy to it, an atmosphere, and yeah, it's just amazing that everyone's like come together for this, yeah.
Thank you. Have a brilliant Pride.
Thank you, you too.
Hi there, Laura here, reporting for Vectis Radio from Isle of Wight Pride, which is UK Pride 2018. I'm down in Ryde and all the shops are bedecked with everything with a rainbow theme. The town is getting busier and busier and everyone's really embraced the spirit. There are people with tropical leis around their neck. I've seen some unicorns. There's some inflatable fairy wings. It's a sight to behold. So we're on the Esplanade and the Navy have just let 5 parachutists out of a plane and they are parachuting into the main arena. I'm with Emily, who is flying the LGBTQA++ flag.
Woo!
And Emily, how do you feel? What can you see?
Oh my God, it's amazing. There's these guys, they're parachuting and they've got all these flags. I think I definitely see a rainbow flag. I might see a trans flag possibly there as well. There's blue smoke. Oh my God, it looks incredible. What a wonderful way to start Isle of Wight Pride today. That's just so lovely.
So I bumped into Trudy. Trudy, tell us, who are you? What have you done for this Pride?
Oh, well, I'm Trudy Housen and I'm the current LGBT Poet Laureate. And I was asked to write the theme poem for this Pride. And I must say, doing the research, I realised what a beautiful island full of intrigue and mystery it was. And now I'm here. Oh, it's totally fab.
It is a beautiful place, isn't
fabulous.
It?
Fabulous.
And we're on the beach, which makes it even more beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Okay, read us your poem.
I'm going to do the poem. Stepping into our destiny, moving into the light, proud to be LGBT here on the Isle of Wight, remembering our history, poets, artists, sailors, rooted in this island's rock, farmers, fighters, tailors, celebrating who we are, stylish, full of life, welcoming life's diversity, its harmony and strife, honouring our community and how our lives can be, the courage and creativity embedded in LGBT. On this day, we send a message to our family worldwide. Be yourself. You're beautiful. There is no need to hide.
Oh, that's terrific. Really special. Thank you.
What are you most looking forward to today, from today?
Oh, seeing everyone, being part of me and Peter. We just want to be in with the community, which is what Pride is really about. We want to be part of the march and just celebrate with our family, our tribe.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Trudy. Have a wonderful Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
Thank you. I'm sitting down with Lucy from the Isle of Wight. Now, Lucy, you were at the front of the parade today and you had a really important message on your banner. Can you tell us what that banner was and why?
Well, it's just to be everybody inclusive. After a trouble in London the other week, we just wanted to show that, you know, everybody's the same. No matter what you are, everybody's the same. So, just...
It's a really strong message from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah,
Pride,
yeah,
from UK
was.
Pride, and I think that's really wonderful. Mm. Because London Pride caused quite a few upsets, it did cause a few upsets,
yes. But this one has been fantastic. And
what was it like walking down Union Street, down the hill, when you can see the sea? Can you tell us a bit about your journey through the parade?
Oh, it was just fantastic. Just turning round the corner into Union Street and seeing thousands of people. It just makes you so emotional. It's just so wonderful that the island has accepted, you know, Pride, and just everybody's been so wonderful about it. So,
do you know what? Watching it, I was watching it with my friends, and when we saw you and the banner. Mm-hmm. And that was so emotional because it's such a strong message, such an important message of inclusivity, that we all have to look after each other.
We do, yeah. I mean, yeah, we have got to look after each other. There's enough trouble in this world about everybody fighting about things. So, yeah, we got to look after each other. Yeah. And
can I ask you about Isle of Wight Pride this year?
Yeah.
What do you think of it so far?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Who are you looking forward to seeing? Or what do you fancy doing? Or?
I don't know. I'm just mooching around. I'm just soaking up the atmosphere and probably stay and see a Gok Wan later. And
get dancing on the beach.
If I can last the pace. Because
that's the thing. Today is so sunny and lovely that you can kind of mooch. You got time just to enjoy it.
Yes, yes. We've just been having a mooch around and having an explore. So it's great. So.
There's some great charities, great stalls.
Great charities, great stalls, great things to sell. So, it's just so friendly. It's just a lovely atmosphere.
And can I ask, what does Pride mean to you?
Oh, it just means total acceptance. It just shows how far the island has come in the last few years. And it's just wonderful, wonderful place to be and a wonderful place to live now for anybody, no matter what, you know, what they are, what sexuality they are, whatever. So,
And I think it's also wonderful for the economy. You know, 15,000 people.
I mean, blimey, it must have brought an absolute. It must be bringing an absolute fortune in.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy, have a lovely Pride.
Oh, I intend to.
We will catch up soon.
Thank you. Yeah, love to. Yeah.
My name is Freya. I am here with an organisation called My Umbrella. We are the trans and plus part of Reading Pride as an organisation. Reading Pride is happening on the 1st of September in Reading itself. It's a good event if you want to come and spend a good day out. The organisation is focusing on that because we feel that a few years back people felt that Pride was focusing a lot too much on the gay and lesbian aspects of Pride. And Over the past 2 or 3 years, we've had a wonderful reception. We sell merchandise if people want to come down, and there's still a bit of time left in the day. And we're basically wanting to make sure that everybody's aware that there's not just LGBT. There are over 200 identities in a booklet or a list that's available on our website, myumbrella.org.uk, that just lists a lot of stuff, because we want to make sure everybody feels safe and welcome if they don't necessarily feel like that being straight is for them, essentially, making sure that they can embrace their identities. And we provide resources to schools, we provide resources to HR companies, so and materials that are suitable for organisations in terms of HR. So if anybody's interested, feel free to email us at info@myumbrella.org.uk.
Wonderful. And Freya, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride to me is everybody should be accepted as to who they are. And that's the... I think that's something that's embodied within the motto of Reading Pride's organisational motto for this year, and was for last year, of Love Unites. Basically, that everybody comes in together and everybody is capable of loving, sharing, basically feeling good about themselves, and everybody should be welcome to that.
And what do you think about the Isle of Wight Pride and UK Pride this year on the beach?
Good age range, good, some older, some younger, a lot of different identities, and yeah... it's a good day out, nice weather. Glad we're in the shade.
So hot. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Have a good
Cheers.
Day.
Yeah, you too. Cheers.
I'm Tamsin Allen, and I'm from Diverse Kids, a book company that's concentrating on picture books that showcase diversity in all its forms.
So can you tell us kind of what books have you got in your bookstore?
Well, today is Isle of Wight Pride, and one of the things we've brought to us today is our same gender relationships books and our transgender character books. But we have also brought along with us our disability and health that goes all the way from autism to wheelchair users to mental health users. People with mental health problems.
And how did you come to getting into this business?
It was actually looking for books for my own nieces. I was hoping to widen the diversity of their books shelves, because they was a bit, you know, and I couldn't find any of them, but I could find all these wonderful books online, but they were all in far away places and lots of different websites, and I thought it'd be much better if they were all just together in one place. And then if you wanted to find books on autism, you just went to the autism category and found books on autism, rather than looking at 100 websites.
That's such a good idea, isn't it?
Yes,
you have everything all in one place. So if someone would like to get a book on transgender characters, as you said, same gender relationships, or a single mum with a sperm donated baby, how do we do that? How do we find you?
Well, my website is at diversekids.co.uk, and you can order all books online there. But I am also on Twitter if you'd like to find me at diversekids.uk.
Our child came out to us as transgender when they were 15.
I'm here at the Mermaid's Tent with Laura, who's from the Isle of Wight. Laura, tell us what Mermaids does.
We embrace, empower and educate.
And so you work with gender variant children and young people and their families, with supporting and with professionals.
We do.
And how long have you been involved with Mermaids?
Just over 2 years.
And how have you found the impact, you know, that Mermaids has on families?
Well, for us personally, we wouldn't be surviving as we do now. They've really, really helped us, which is why I now volunteer for them to try and help other families in a similar situation.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm Deputy Parade Director, and I also own Proud Keyrings.
How did the parade go today for you?
It went really, really well. Really organised. Managed to see loads of people and got loads of video as well. So yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, great.
I mean, the atmosphere was amazing. What was it like when everyone's waiting to walk?
Well, I was at the top end, but I was sort of shoving everybody down to the field. But we could hear the samba bands going and everything. So from what I could hear at my end, it was really good.
Great. And Jason, you're a volunteer. You've been volunteering for the past 6 months, haven't you?
Yeah, it feels like years though, but yeah. It's finally come to a head, and it's very strange.
So tell us, what have you been doing for the volunteer?
Well, I was mainly part of the decoration team with the lovely Ellie and others, and we've basically created all the decorations from on Pride site out of recycled materials.
How long has that taken you?
It's been a good 2-3 months, I think it is. It feels like longer, but yeah, that's all. We felt like we were sort of under the cosh most of the time, but we've made it, and it's brilliant.
And what does Isle of Wight Pride mean to you?
Isle of Wight Pride means, well, it's UK Pride as well, so, you know, it's two extremes. It's a party, it's having a great time, but it's also highlighting everything that needs protesting about in the world. And there's stalls showing every inch of that spectrum, basically, and it's wonderful. And as you can also hear, there's a choir singing I Will Survive just behind us.
And they're covered in ostrich feathers. It looks like, oh, it's just amazing.
It is, it is. I'm going to have to go out front in a minute and have a look. We spent a lot of the morning actually decorating that stage with pom-poms and stuff.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
It looks awesome. It's even better from the front.
How do you think you're going to cope? You know, you're going to have a small break after today, and then you're going to get back in the saddle for next year?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I certainly hope so. I mean, there's no reason why. I think it'd be great if we did start early, so we didn't have, you know, there'd be no reason to rush towards the end and have to cut things out that we couldn't do, because we did have to cut short some projects, because, you know, Ellie kept coming up with some amazing ideas and we were bouncing things off of each other.
This is time, isn't it?
It is just time, yeah.
And finally, what does it mean to be a Pride volunteer?
It has transformed me as a person. It really has. Before I was put on, someone said to me, you might like this. It was a little Facebook post saying, looking for arty people to help with Pride, doing decorations. I went along thinking I might do a bit of painting. But now it's just brought so much out of me. And I've described it actually the other day as a second coming out as well. I feel like I'm finishing something I started 20 years ago but didn't get to finish properly.
Oh, Jason, that's wonderful.
So now I'm doing it and it's brilliant.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful
Pride. You too. Have a lovely day.
The Wessex Wyverns rugby team are strolling past us at the minute. They're getting a lot of wolf whistles from everybody. They're flying many, many different flags. They've got the trans flag. They've got the bi pride flag. They've got the rainbow flag, which is the LGBTQ flag. So I'm with the outdoor lads. What does Pride mean to you?
Pride means a lot. We're outdoor lads. We go out all the UK, nationwide and internationally, from walking, hiking, hostels, indoor climbing.
And how are you finding the parade?
Very great. We're here last year, we're here this year, even better.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, to the sounds of many, many whistles, we have the ambulance service. Paramedics going past us. We've got the ambulance with its blues and twos on behind us. Well, no twos as yet. The NHS service walking past. People in scrubs, flowery hats. Everyone's waving their rainbow flags. And we've got the Communication Workers Union coming up. We've had ASLEF, we've had Unite. So we've had all the major unions.
Hi, I'm Steffi. I'm from Germany, but living in Brighton.
Fantastic. So you've got Brighton Pride over there.
Yeah, we got quite a massive one. Yeah.
And so how are you finding the Isle of Wight Pride, UK Pride 2018 parade?
It's amazing! It's awesome. I mean, it's sunny, everybody's in a really good mood, good vibes. I love it.
And describe your outfit, because that is amazing.
I'm wearing a flamingo.
You literally are. It's a very beautiful flamingo as well.
It's a very pink flamingo, yeah, of course. We're all beautiful.
Thank you so much. Oh yes, Raw Samba are back. They've got the dancing ladies with their feathery hats and headpieces. They've got
single file.
They've got rainbow tutus.
Oh,
yeah, they were here last year and they were epic.
They were so great.
Here we go. So glittery, some belly dancing going on. It is such a wonderful atmosphere here.
Look at that!
Wow, that's stunning.
What What is it?
I don't know. Oh my god, it's like some huge
peacock. I think it's an Isle of Wight peacock.
Is it wings? Is it? It's an incredible costume. It's feathers. It's like huge rainbow feathers.
That is just a stunner.
Oh my gosh, that must be so heavy to carry, but they look amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Greenpeace have gone past. The Red Tie Youth Theatre have gone past. We've got Asda, we've had Sainsbury's, Argos, Lloyd's, Whitelink. It's an absolutely phenomenal turnout. And the vibes, everyone is so chilled out. The audience, the crowds lining the streets are just cheering and whooping and hollering in a whole spirit of love and acceptance.
What? So there's a massive rainbow flag that's been laid out across the street. It might even go almost the full length of the street.
Oh yes, we have the white strollers, open top bus in front of us, and everyone's singing some show tunes. We've got the cast of Priscilla at the front, and then some mice, probably I think from the pantomime, and a whole host of other characters, birds. It's just wonderful. Everybody's favourite. As Neris has just said, bring up the rear of the parade. It's the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service. And a whole host of very toned and muscular firemen wearing pink tight t-shirts. Say no more. So the parade is coming down Union Street and I've met a gorgeous bunch of ladies. Tell us, how excited are you for the parade?
Oh, very excited, can't wait. Woo-hoo!
And have you been here before to the Isle of Wight Parade?
We came last year, but there's more people here this year, definitely.
Well, it's trebled in size, isn't it?
Definitely.
What are you looking forward to most from today?
Well, the parade, obviously, and then later on the beach, beach party.
And how do you think this pride compares to other prides?
I've done London.
Okay, so the start of the parade. We can see them, they're about 100 metres up the road.
And I am very curious as to what this is at the front of the parade.
What does it look like? Can you describe it?
It looks very bright and colourful. There is some sort of ribbons. I feel like maybe it's somebody dressed up. It's almost like some really extravagant kind of wing and headpiece.
And can you hear the samba band behind?
Oh, I can. And oh my God, I think it's someone on stilts with wings. Rainbow wings. That's what it is. That's amazing.
And behind it, we can see the VIP Vectis bus.
Vectis bus.
And DJ Kaftan is on top of it, DJing at the minute. Whee! Here they come. Here's the start of the parade.
The parade is here.
So these are the trustees all in the parade. So we've got various groups marching.
So it says, the L with the T, supporting the trans community. And I think after everything that happened at London Pride, I think that is so, it probably be touching Ricky a bit most.
It is quite an emotional moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's people standing together, looking after each other. We're both
exactly, it's a beautiful community. And that's why this is such a beautiful pride. Because it's about community, and it's great.
We've got Hampshire Pride watching, walking past now. Ems, we can't get too emotional because our glitter will all slip off our faces. Oh, here comes the European Organisers Pride Association. Okay, here's a special service VIP bus. Rolling past us now. Everyone's waving their pride flags. There's a scout flag at the top of it. There's pride bunting. Okay, go ahead. So what have we got in front of us?
Well, just an amazing, amazing, colourful parade. I think this is just such a great thing for everyone, the Isle of Wight and the rest of the UK. I think that this should happen every day.
What's your name and where are you from?
Emma Wilkinson, I'm from the Isle of Wight.
Excellent. What does this event mean to you?
I mean, it's spreading awareness. It's not just about the parties. I think there's a very serious message behind it, and I don't think we should forget about that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We got the samba guys. They're doing their thing, and everyone's hips are jiggling.
Yes.
And in front of them, we have got the police And they've got their rainbow bow ties, their rainbow ties on. They're looking very, very smart, but with a little hint of rainbow about them. So I'm with, are you Hampshire Police?
Yes, I am.
Tell me your name.
Yes, it's Inspector Scott Johnson. I work in contact management. I'm also co-chair of our LGBT resource group.
And you're in the parade at the minute. And who are you marching with?
Yeah, I'm Superintendent Sarah Jackson, the District Commander here on the Isle of Wight.
And what does pride on the Isle of Wight mean to you?
And for me, it's about being proud of who you are. And for police officers, it's about showing we're here for everybody and that we are part of the community, we represent the community.
Absolutely. I would echo what Scott has said. It's definitely about people feeling proud and knowing that policing is here to support people in the community.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful parade.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And we have the police car rolling in front of us. It's a police car from Bride last year that was coloured in. And it looks exceptional. It's got its sirens on. Its blues and twos have just been firing off. And now come the Samba Lot. As you can hear, it's very loud, but the atmosphere is amazing. Union Street is rocking. So, how are you finding the atmosphere of the parade?
It's brilliant, absolutely fantastic. Well done, Isle of Wight.
They are wearing Hawaiian shirts, that's their theme for this year. And the drummers at the back are drumming and then holding their drumsticks in the air. It is such a feeling of community. There's a whole age range here. You know, there's a gorgeous old man wearing tweed and a rainbow bow tie. There's a newborn baby, 4 weeks old, with me, as usual, that's Archie. And there are grandparents and parents, there are allies. There is everyone's cheering. There is every aspect of the rainbow flag here to celebrate on the island. Oh, so in front of me are the scouts. They are dancing wildly. There's tiny kids. Kids from about 6 years old, up to teens. Okay, this is super exciting. This is the Hover Travel Float. So Emily's just saying this is the one that's at London Pride. Emily, describe the float to us.
They've made it look like a hovercraft. There are people in the windows. I mean, the people in the windows are all some of the big guests here today. You've got Juan, you've got Conchita. Is that Miss Jason, I think? And then on the float, is that Conchita on the float? Is that Conchita? Yes, that's Conchita on the float.
They're uniform. They look like aircraft cabin.
They do.
Cabin crew.
They adopt throughout the year.
Oh my God! Look.
Okay. I don't know if that is.
And they've got a bubble machine.
They have a bubble machine at the end of the hover turbines. That's amazing. Oh, a rather beautiful array of sailors walking past from the they're from the Sailing and Cruising Association.
No pun intended.
Oh, and they've got the cutest sailor hats on.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful about this, don't you agree, Neris, is you've got like people with buggies walking down the parade. You've got all ages.
Oh, all ages. It's a family atmosphere. It's community. It's brilliant. I mean, we've got Christians for Pride here as well, so it's absolutely amazing. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Robin Hill Eclectica Festival are marching. And oh, they have got the most amazing samba, like Rio de Janeiro carnival outfits. They look like birds, don't they? Peacocks are from Robin Hill. I would wear one of those outfits every day if I could. They're astounding. So the mermaids have just marched past. Girls, tell us, what do the mermaids do?
They support trans families.
Yeah.
They support trans families. They support the trans community.
White fibre. Stormtroopers. Glittery stormtroopers. Oh, they are amazing.
They must be absolutely boiling.
Wow, and there's Princess Leia. They've got a fantastic float. Yeah, there are stormtroopers with every colour, and there's some stormtroopers at the back with big fake fur hair.
And rainbow capes.
Rainbow capes. I mean, why not? Okay, so tell me, what organisation are you from?
So we're Hampshire Police, the Volunteer Police Cadets.
And you're marching in the parade, obviously.
Yes, yes. So we're so proud to be supporting the parade. We're really keen to make sure that we're inclusive with the police of young people aged between 13 to 17, inclusive and welcoming for people of all backgrounds.
And how are you finding the parade at the minute?
It's absolutely one of the highlights of my career so far.
It is so special, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. It's just such a magical thing to be part of. There's so much love and happiness in here today. It's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Right. Explain your outfit to me. What are you dressed as?
We are a bunch of flamboyant flamingos. We have no reason why, we just want to. And we did last year, we were mermaids, and it was wonderful. And the reaction that we got...
I remember the mermaids.
You remember the mermaids? So we were the mermaids last year. And we had such a good time, and all the children wanted to come and say hello to us. And I remember vividly how a little girl came up and just looked at us as mermaids, not blokes dressed as... just girls as mermaids, you know, so it was a marvellous thing.
Yeah.
And we're so happy to be back. It's a beautiful day. We're happy, fun flamingos today.
And your hat, your hat looks like you've got a flamingo roosting on your wig.
Do, it's, yeah. It's sort of sat on top in a sort of a weird fashion, but I love it and I'm very happy.
And what do you think about Isle of Wight Pride and
I'm
UK Pride?
I'm so happy to be back. I'm so delighted that it's UK Pride here this year. It's just amazing. You know, we had such a good time last time, and we people were really surprised to see us. And but in a good way, and it was a great thing, and to find out that we were UK Pride this year is wonderful. We're so excited for Conchita later as well.
Yes.
It's going to be a great party, and we can't wait to be on the beach in the sunshine. We're going to have a great day.
Wicked. Have a lovely time, guys.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.